Another interview with Mrs. Howard Abney, conducted by Stefan Abramovich on March 29 in Kazan, Alabama, continued. We were talking about
base control and it's like operating a flexible gunnery school for new people and just come overseas that have never been in combat. So after setting that school up and operated it, then when that they decided it was time for me to come home, that was in October then of 1944. And I came back to the States and I had a 4-week leave to get my affairs in order and everything. But it was during that 4 weeks that I was married.
So you came back into Alabama?
Came back into Alabama, And then I was sent, after my 4 weeks leave was over with, then I took my bride with me to Miami, Florida for a reassignment. And we were down there for a 2-week period, so we were together for that length of time. Then from there, then I was transferred back out west. She returned home to her job.
Because you met Virginia, your wife, before the war?
Oh, yes.
She was waiting for you.
Many years before the war. Oh, yes, she was waiting for me to come back. So from there, then I was sent back to Laredo, Texas, and then was instructing still in gunnery, going to school to learn more things myself about a different area in the turrets operation. I didn't know how to operate the turrets on a gun because mine, you see, was what we call a flexible mount in the back of the plane. So I learned to operate the upper and lower turrets of the B-17 so I could instruct in that if need be. But my knowledge for that was better spent on instructing flexible gunnery because that was more my line on it. But so I did that then until I was sent then back to Arizona for a few months, and then from Arizona back to Laredo, Texas. Then from Laredo, Texas, then I was sent to Montgomery, Alabama to be discharged. I was discharged then in
when were you discharged?
October of 1945. I discharged on October 14th, 1945. And since that time, then I went to work with Economy Auto Stores. And I worked with that company then until 1961. And it was bought by McCord Corporation. We was under the supervision then of Oklahoma Tire Supply Company, so I worked with Oklahoma Tire Supply Company then for 32 years and 7 months. No, not was. I get about 22 years and 7 months I worked with Oklahoma Tire Supply because of my entire tenure was 37 years and 7 months. So that's
beautiful.
So 15 years with the economy, 22 years with Oklahoma Tire Supply Company.
Do you think that the war changed your life?
Well, maybe, but I don't know in what respects.
You're not sure? You don't know what exactly changed?
I don't know exactly what changed because, it probably did. It gave me a better insight as to how to control my own emotions.
Yeah, and
help others that might be going through some of the same situations that I did. Because having survived it myself, then that gave me a little knowledge of how to help others if they needed any help.
So when you came back, were you feeling different than before?
Well, yes, I would think so. Because after a period of years in one environment and coming back to another, naturally you're going to feel a little different. But as to what the difference would be, it would be kind of hard to say. Because your outlook would be different. Because you've got to look to the future. Well, what am I going to do? How am I going to accomplish what I want to do? And things like that.
Did you kill someone? Have you killed someone in the army, or have you seen someone get killed?
Well, I didn't. I don't know that I killed anybody.
Yes.
I was shooting at the airplanes, so whether I killed a pilot or not, I don't know. But I had one of my crew members who was killed on one of my missions, but he was below me, in the ball turret, but I knew something happened, so when we got him up, he was dead, when we got him out of it. Plain to see, I didn't see him killed, but that was just that close.
Yeah. So what you was and your best souvenir in the Army?
Well, I didn't collect any souvenirs, unfortunately. I didn't collect souvenirs.
Well, what was your best time?
Well, I enjoyed my time in service. I would say my worst time, actually, was when I was wounded and had to be in the hospital.
Yeah.
So that would be my worst time. Of course, being like we were, if we were not on duty on the weekends, we could get a 3-day pass or a 2-day pass, depending on how much free time we had.
Mm-hmm.
See, on a 3-day pass, we could go to London. Just have a day and a night, or two nights in the day. Just like we could here in the United States. If you have enough time, you do a lot of things, see a lot of things. So I spent a lot of my time just sightseeing.
In Europe?
In Europe.
Just visiting.
Because while I was in Europe, see, I was in England, Scotland, and Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I was stationed in Ireland for that gun, for I set up the gunnery school in Ireland. So I was in those four countries, you see, in Europe during my overseas tenure. So I got to see a lot of the country. I got to see a lot of things that I enjoyed seeing. Of course, some of the things you don't like to see is the town that has been bombed.
Sure.
And it's laying out there in shambles.
So for you, it was like a good experience.
Yeah, I would say it was a good experience. I'd like to go back, but again, I don't know what I'd come.
It'd be so
different.
Yeah.
Now, because, see, I remember it as being destroyed.
Yes.
All the rumble and tumble and everything. But if I went back now, there is no signs of ever being a war.
Mm-hmm. So
now, in 1984, I was back in Frankfurt, Germany. There's no signs of the war at all. Wiesbaden, mm-hmm. and other parts, you wouldn't know there's ever a war there. Well, it's been demodernized, all the rubble and everything been cleared off. So I don't think I would enjoy going back to England.
But do you feel right about the war, going to a country that's not yours and fight for Europe?
Well, you have to put it like this. We were fighting for freedom. They were fighting for power and conquest.
Yeah.
And what we were doing, we were fighting for freedom. For freedom, to enjoy the free life that we as Americans have always known. Not to be under somebody's thumb, under pressure, and doing what they would want us to do, instead of having an agreement between us and our government. We could do this and we could do that without interference.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, say, our freedom of religion. See, we're free to worship as we see fit. And under control of another communist, or Nazis, or whatever you want to call them at that time, they had to do it strictly as the dictator said. They had no choice. So that's what we were fighting, was for freedom of choice. And that's what we still fight for.
That's what you were proud, I guess. So, after the war, you came back here and you had a job. And did you think that things have changed in Alabama when you came after war?
Well, yes, it had changed some, because the growth, this town had grown, people had changed from one area of the country to the others. See, we had new people come into the city, mm-hmm. people leave the city for various and sundry reasons. The town itself grew. Smaller industries were here for the economy and everything, mm-hmm. so it made a great change.
And you had a easy time to get a job in here when you came back?
When I came back, it was fairly easy.
Easy.
Because, see, I was in the second group to be discharged at the end of, I was discharged before the end of the war was declared. You see, at that time, there were still jobs available. But you didn't have, I would say, a variety of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You had to pick what you thought you would like best. Try it, and that's what I did.
So that's what you pick up, what you like.
That's what I picked, and I was working, see, at the Economy Auto Stores, which was a home and auto supply store.
Mm-hmm.
We sold automobile parts and accessories, and also appliances, washers, radios, televisions, and so forth. Well, when it became available.
So what was your life, basically? You were happy?
Yeah.
In Alabama?
I was I was happy with it because most of my life, you see, from the time I was 5 years old, up until the present time, had been spent here in Alabama.
Yeah.
So I like Alabama.
That's why you stayed in Alabama.
That's why I stayed in Alabama. Well, partly it's because, see, Virginia was teaching. She was already teaching school when we got married. And so that was one reason then I settled here in Alabama. I got a job here. So instead of going back to school, get a college degree, I continued to work. Because at that time, the salary schedule, the position I had, I was making more money without a college degree than she was making with a BS degree. So I couldn't see go up because naturally everybody wants to make as much money as they can. And so I was making more money without a BS, without a college degree than people were with a college degree. So I stayed with what I had, although I did go back to school and get a little education. And so I was going to major in business education. But the companies that I worked for would not grant me a leave of absence.
Mm-hmm.
I'd either have to just quit, period, be without a job. They finally got around and enticed me to stay because that I was more benefit to the company right now and in the future than I would be if I left and went back and got a degree. Well, of course, I learned the business, see, from the ground up.
So how long did you work for the Oklahoma Tire Company?
Well, 37 years and 7 months, all told, from the time I went to work, see, in the retail business. And I started out as bookkeeper and credit manager. Then I went out on the sales floor as a salesman. And then when Oklahoma Tire Supply bought us in 1961, then a couple of years later then, I was promoted to assistant manager. So I remained assistant manager until I retired. Right. Although I was offered a store to be manager of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at the monetary value that received for the job I was performing. I could make more money as an assistant manager than I could as a store manager. Because in sales, you work on salary with a commission. And there's other incentives that will pay you for different items that you sell.
Mm-hmm.
So I made my own salary, more or less.
As a salesperson, you know, how was the economy? Was good economy?
Okay, during the time I was working, the economy, of course, we had a little slow spells.
People had money.
But it was still good. People had money to spend, and they spent it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the whole thing. Because, like I say, since I came out of service up until the time I retired, we had a good, prosperous time. Of course, my company finally went bankrupt, but that was not because of we won't get into that. Well, that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
Well, but I've been retired 5 years, so and the company went under. It was an enjoyable life. I had enjoyed it. I had offers for other jobs, make more money, but the working conditions was not to my liking.
That's why you kept that job.
So that's why I kept that job.
Okay.
And my family was happy. So,
yeah.
Why mess up a good thing?
Sure, that's all you need. Happy yourself, happy family. Okay, to conclude this interview, I'm going to ask you just one more question. If you had to remember something about the war, what would it be? If you had to say something like to your grandchild, or to your sons, what would you say about the war?
Well, I would tell them to don't go in thinking that it's the end of the world. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity to see things and do things that you might not have ever done otherwise.
Yes. There's things have changed.
But things have changed.
The war is not the same.
Now it's more technical now than it was then.
The money.
So, the pay scale is different, entirely different.
Mm-hmm.
But still, they have an opportunity to do things and learn things that they might not get outside the
army. For sure.
Of course, I wouldn't advise everybody to go in because it's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, I'm too old, but I don't think I would want to go back.
No,
right now, because that would serve. See, when I was discharged, at the time was they tried to get me to stay. But I'd been in 37 months, and I said I was ready to come home because I wanted to try a different lifestyle for a while.
Well,
but now a lot of people make a career out of being in the service.
Yes, but they don't fight in for the war.
Well, no, some of them don't. Some did.
They don't do what you did.
They don't do what I did. But I'd like to say it was dangerous. What I did was dangerous. I volunteered for it. They did not assign anyone to be an aerial gunner because of the hazardous duties. They did not assign you to a hazardous duty. You volunteered for it.
Yeah, you had the motivation to do it.
Yeah, you had to motivate yourself. Of course, what I was looking at that time, see, the pay scale was $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, well, your rank depended on part of it too, but as a private, $50 a month was your rank. A corporal was a PFC was private first class, was a little more, probably a little more, sorry, it was a little more. But I was looking at this 50% flying pay that to be on an aircraft in combat. You drew whatever your salary was plus 50% more.
Mm-hmm.
As a staff sergeant, I drew $96 a month. That was the base pay. And then 50% more added to that. So that's what I was looking for.
Yes, but you get the risk to being killed.
Yeah. But that's beside the point. You don't think about things like that. You don't think about being killed. I went in with the, as I told even my friends and I told Virginia before I left, I said, I'll be back. I don't know what condition. I won't be dead, but I'll be back.
You were sure you were coming
back? I was sure I was coming back.
Well, that's fortunate that you came back.
So, of course, there were some that didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the attitude I had to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Lord let me live.
Yes.
He brought me, even though I was wounded like I was, He had another job for me to do.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for everything you told me about.
Well, you're quite welcome. I hope it's something that will be some benefit to you.
It will.
Your classwork.
I get the same feeling as you. As far as you fight for your freedom, you don't have to be scared.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Just have to do it.
Just do it.
Thank you very much.
Thank the Lord you're able to do it.
Thank you.